Live music here in the studio and out of the woods. Yes, we tricked you again. You thought that was straight from the CD. Yeah, you've heard that on the show before. Ordinary Elephant are here. And that was Can I Count on You?
Yeah.
And that's from their latest, which is your sophomore release, right?
Sure
we don't have the first one.
Well, we can fix that.
We might have to hear that.
It's hiding.
Yeah.
Really.
The new one's called Before I Go, and highly recommend picking that up. They're on the road. They are nomadic. They will be near you at some point.
And don't worry, the first song was not actually a first-person account. Like, we're fine. I always like to qualify that
couple.
Song,
yeah.
Right? Because that song sounds like we could be having trouble. I'm like, don't worry, we don't need a marriage counselor. We're good.
Okay. Excellent.
We're stepping into someone else's shoes for that song.
I always hear a little bit of melody in certain songs, and I hear a little John Hartford in that one.
Ah,
cool.
Awesome.
I don't know what it is, a little something. You must know
cool.
what I'm talking about. But.
Kind of.
It's funny. We were just
tall buildings.
We were just playing with some friends of ours last night,
maybe
jamming, and he was playing some John Hartford last night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, certainly wasn't intentional, but we do like his stuff.
Excellent. Well, you guys are always on the road. You guys live on the road now, don't you?
We do.
We do, yeah. We've been doing that for about 3 years, living in an RV. And, we feel really lucky to be able to keep going. So
we've changed configurations since we started.
It's true.
Try to be more mobile. Initially, we had a big motorhome that we towed a car behind. And now we have van that we pull a travel trailer behind. So we're trying to be as mobile, flexible as possible.
And dog-centric.
Because we also have dogs. And that makes things more difficult. Or more complicated.
Are they out there now?
No, they're not. They're back at the trailer.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, maybe we could get you guys to play another one for us. I don't know if we want to shoot a video or not.
Yeah.
All right.
Dusty, dark
For you here on Out of the Woods, live here in our studio. Yeah. Crystal's singing that one for you. She's the one on the right. We shot a video of that one too, so you'll know.
And say I'm on the left. Yeah. Stage
stage right. Pete's over, stage left over here. Hiding the elephant. We put an elephant out special today.
Green.
A green elephant.
Not just my tie.
We'll have to move around so we can get the elephant in some of the pictures that we're going to take. But yes, great. What was the title of that one?
That was Highway 71. So Pete grew up in Austin, Texas, and then we lived in Houston, Texas for a while before we started living on the road. And when we'd drive from Houston to Austin to go visit his family, we'd drive on a highway called Highway 71, which passes through Bastrop, Texas. And they had some of the worst wildfires in Texas history back in 2011. And just, I mean, even years after passing through there, there's just nothing. I mean, there's just cement slabs and chimneys, and just it was an incredible sight. Yeah. So, you know, that song was born on that highway.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, Crystal, you're originally from, Louisiana?
Louisiana, yeah. Lafayette.
And Pete's a Texan.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm an honorary Texan. I made it there.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the hat, though, folks. He looks like he should have the hat.
Haven't found it yet.
Still looking.
Yeah.
Just the right one. Got to find it. Well, excellent. So you guys have some stuff coming up, don't you? I know folks aren't going to hear this until early August. I know you're at Falcon Ridge this year. In the new
Yeah, we just
showcase.
Played Falcon Ridge by the time this aired, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking? Oh, got it.
That's right. I think this goes out the day after the showcase. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, but yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've never been to the festival, even. So
it's probably been 20 years since I've been.
Yeah.
But it's a good festival. I just don't get to festivals anymore.
Yeah.
too much life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Very nice. Ordinary Elephant are here, and maybe they'll play another one for us.
Yeah. Do a song I wrote for my dad and his grandmother who raised him for most of his life. Thank you.
hairy elephant for you here once again on Out of the Woods, and you dedicate that one to...
Yeah, to my dad.
A real railroad man?
Yeah.
For real? Wow.
For real. He's retired now, but yeah. That was kind of hard growing up as a kid because he was always on call. Like, you never knew when he'd get called to go out. It wasn't like a 9-to-5 kind of deal, and so I didn't understand, like, why, oh, we can't plan to go do this thing, because he'd get called, but...
I suppose the railroads are more active in some parts of the country. We don't have a whole lot of that up here anymore.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, definitely didn't have to worry about snow or, you know, that kind of weather down south.
Yeah, it's always amazing when I'm driving someplace and I see a train just cutting through a field somewhere. I'm like, whoa, that's not a sight we have up here in the Northeast so much.
Yeah, oh, interesting.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it because, I mean, that's so common down south, you know, or
railroad
crossings and things on streets and having to wait for the train.
I guess we had to wait for a commuter train up here.
Yeah, which is not common down south. But, yeah, the fast, like super fast commuter trains.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not used to good public transportation down south.
Yeah, the whole Boston area has that commuter rail all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The silver and purple trains or whatever they are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we went on the... we went on one. Or the Metro or...
Well, we were on the Metro.
Oh, we were in D.C.
The train is different.
That's all, like, new to us. Like, I know we stuck out, like, totally, like, okay, you people aren't from here.
Yeah, and then we accidentally used the same card for both of us and got in trouble.
We didn't know we each had to have our own thing. We're like, it's just money on a card, right? Like, you can just pay... Like, we put money on this card, you just pay for it, and then I'll pay for mine. And somehow we got through it, but then we were going to leave... We had realized that we weren't supposed to do that, and so we had to go, like, knock on the people up in the little tower thing, you know. I'm like, oh, we used the one. She's like, oh, no, that's a no-fly zone. That's what she said.
Yeah, we're only an hour out of Boston, and we still get confused when we go down there.
Oh, that makes us feel better.
Yeah, we used to use the tokens, and then they moved over to the little card things, and now it's confusing. We're always tapping on the glass saying, help us out here. How do we go through this? And but yeah, very cool. Ordinary Elephant are here, and they are out rolling around. They got some dates coming up. I wrote some of them down, actually.
Yeah, we have, what do we have next? We're going to be in Maine. Well, this will probably be before this is aired. But we're playing in Maine next week. Opening for the Heather Pearson Trio, which is
very cool.
We were just hanging out with them last night.
Heather has a new one out too.
Yeah, we were listening to it on the way here. Actually, it's wonderful.
Yeah,
We're gonna open up for them, and then
she's a real Mainer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and then we'll be at Falcon Ridge, and then we have a house concert, I think, after that out in Geneva, New York.
Yeah, that's August the 9th.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Where is Geneva? We do have New York listeners out in Angelica.
I'm probably going to sound a bit ignorant, but it's kind of at the north end of the middle of the Finger Lakes and just south of the toll road that goes through the state. I forget what it's called. But...
Oh, the New York State Thruway.
There you go.
Yeah. Also known as the Massachusetts Turnpike when you get over it.
Right, yeah.
To the east. It's one big road. Just keeps going and going. Which is, once again, it's nothing to you people, because you're in that part of the
world's a road.
Where you're from. But yeah, hopefully that's close to some of our listeners in the New York area. And then you're off to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wisconsin. We had some family out there that I hadn't seen since I was in middle school. So we decided we needed to make our way out there. So we're going to visit some family and then play some shows. Yeah, we just booked another one in Minneapolis at the Warming House. We've never been, but it looks like a great listening room.
Yeah, that's August 24th.
Yeah, we're going to share that with a band called, or usually a trio, but for this there'll be a duo called The Great Trumpet. It's people we met in Texas, but they're from Minnesota.
Yeah,
oh, fun.
We met down in Houston. Yeah.
So how many states have you guys hit now that you've become road warriors?
Oh, yeah, I think we didn't count.
Yeah, we should do that.
I would guess half. I mean,
at least driving through them. We haven't.
At least, yeah.
Played all the ones
probably
we passed
more.
Through, drive through.
Probably more. We've done, this is our second time up this way. And then last summer we were up in the Pacific Northwest. So we kind of done a couple little big loops.
Yeah, I had one guest who also does what you do, lives on the road, and they had used to, on their old camper, they had a map of the United States, and they fill the sticker.
Yeah.
We should have done that too. Who was that?
That was Sofia Talvik from Sweden.
Oh, I know the name, or I think she's been at Surfa or something. One of the Folk Alliance things when we've been and saw her name. But we don't know her stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very nice folks. Very nice folks. Yeah. Very cool. Maybe we get you guys to play another one for us.
Yeah. Yes, this is a newer tune that we wrote, and you know, we've been thinking a lot about just society and people, and how when you're a kid, you don't really have a choice with who you get to surround yourself with. You know, we get to doing what we do. We try to surround ourselves with people, we like-minded people that we enjoy being around. But when you're a kid, you don't really get that opportunity. You just kind of land where you do, and we've realized it can be really hard for people to know what acceptance is and then how to turn around and show that to someone else when they're surrounded by fear and hate when they're growing up. And so that's kind of where this song came from, just hoping that there are people in those situations that can find their way out of that. This is called The Scars We Keep.
Father's son, I was born to be a baby, but that don't mean
there's no love to show. How can I name a man up for color of skin? I can die maybe me. My father's sin, and I am starting to see we are all the color of the scars we keep. We are all the color of the scars we keep.
Ordinary elephants. Once again, here on Out of the Woods, live here in our studio. Brand new song.
Yeah,
totally. I love it. Great stuff.
Yeah,
the scars we keep. Yeah.
We were out at a retreat, in a songwriting retreat out in West Texas. There's no cell, no internet, nothing. Just out at in these mountains at a hot springs. And yeah, that was one that just kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. It was... Yeah, that was one that I felt like I was more the vehicle, you
yeah,
know, for
yeah.
that.
So. That's a winner. Whoever wrote that.
Right. Some whatever muse wrote that.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably take a quick break here for that station identification. Get that in. We'll be right back after this.